Hello, and welcome to NDT Now's podcast, Level Up. Today's podcast is brought to you by Edify Technologies, the world leader in advanced non-destructive testing solutions designed to always keep you beyond current. For more information, visit edify.com. Our Level Up podcast is like a virtual mentoring session with some of the top level threes in the world. And just to be clear, this podcast and any information provided herein is not intended to be formal training. In this episode of Level Up, we are talking with Eddie Pompa. I would give you his title, but similar to me, Eddie wears many hats in the industry. But as background, Eddie Pompa has a 30 plus year career as an NDE level 3 across aerospace, oil and gas, and education, and currently works full time for Axient. He also currently teaches ultrasonic, liquid penetrant, mag particle, eddy current, and radiographic testing classes at night with Lone Star College. His career highlights include working on the Space Shuttle Endeavour, Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, Columbia Accident Investigation, Orion, pressure vessels, blowout preventers, and sharing these experiences with the next generation of NDT professionals. His passion for teaching has led to his NDT Hero Creations that incorporate each NDT method into unique superheroes that work to protect and make our world safer by preventing disaster, by implementing sound inspection and quality assurance processes across all sectors. His art can be seen on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, where he aims to promote, inspire, and educate the word about NDT and NDE. But our listeners may know you best from your comics that are often included on ndtnow.com emailers and on the website. Well, we'll hear more about that in a little bit. Eddie, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you very much, Mary Beth. I appreciate you offering me this opportunity to speak with you about this today.
And fun fact, Eddie came up to me and talked about doing a podcast about the same day that I had it on my calendar to reach out to Eddie. So it was meant to be today.
So great before minds think alike.
Exactly. So before we jump into the comics, can you tell us a little bit about how you even got into NDT?
Sure. I can tell you about that. I just, you know, like I said, I've got it started with my associate degree, right? I finished my associate degree and was looking for work. Youth minister who I'd worked with after high school had suggested I apply at Lockheed Martin, and she had her husband work there. And anyway, that's how I got my first job. And that job was in manufacturing probability of detection samples. Okay. Nice. So they hired me in as a machinist. You know, I had this associate degree, but it came in as a machinist to manufacture these samples. And so that's kind of where it started, right? I had no idea what POD was. I had no idea what NDT was or NDE. I just knew I was going to be making these samples, right? And had to use microscopes to measure the crack lengths and all this other stuff. Well, anyway, as luck would have it, they were having an eddy current class, a level 2, in the lab. And our lab lead, right, he was a civil servant, he had brought this vendor in to teach a bunch of engineers eddy current. And he approached me. He says, "Hey, Eddie," he goes, "you know, we had some students drop out. Our class is kind of, you know, small. Would you want to sit in?" I said, "Sure." I said, "I'm never going to turn training down, whatever it is. I'll take it." So I said, "Okay." So I sat in. I guess the morning must have gone well, because at lunch, he approached me and he says, "Hey, Eddie," he goes, "you know what? Forget about doing any machining today or this week. Why don't you just go ahead and sit in the rest of the week?" He goes, "You seem like you're engaged. You have some good questions. We're just going to let you sit in for the whole week." So, great. I'll take it, right? Who doesn't want to learn something new? And it's funny because I think I credit my degree in electronics to help me maybe engage and have some decent conversation and questions. But that's how it started, was eddy current. And from there, you know, I must have shown some interest, and beyond that, because he offered me the chance to take penetrant classes, radiography classes, ultrasonic, mag particle. So that's what I did. I spent, next year or so just taking every level two class that I could take. And so from that, it gave me an opportunity too to work with the PODs in more than just manufacturing, right? I could actually do the inspections, validate, help with all the setup of the POD program. So that's kind of where it all started for me. Now, within the Johnson Space Center and working with Lockheed Martin, I switched over to SNMA, which is Safety and Mission Assurance. So basically, my first 22 years in NDT slash aerospace was with Lockheed Martin to start. Then I went to SAIC for Safety Mission Assurance. Then I went back to Lockheed Martin or to Jacobs at the time to engineering again. So that's kind of where my experience, the bulk of my experience lies, is from there. But that's, basically how I got started. I mean, there's, I could share with you, right, that I went off to oil and gas for 10 years. Which was a great learning experience because up to this point, I had worked as a quote, kind of, I was a level three, or I'll take it back. Yeah, I was a level three at Safety Mission Assurance, but that was a different animal, right? And working even with engineering, a little different. When I left to go to oil and gas, I was the level three, right? I was the not necessarily corporate level three, but the responsible level three. So now I had to manage the program. I had to understand and implement this. And certify folks, but also, the engineering experience that I had helped me communicate between engineers, manufacturing, the level twos, having done the work myself. So I found that experience, from aerospace really, really helped me out in the oil and gas and helped me mature too, right? Because up to this point, in aerospace, I was really the worker bee. I wasn't really responsible for anything besides doing the work. So this, so now, like I said, working with Axient, I've returned back to aerospace. It's been about 2 years now. I came in as a level three, as a responsible level three for safety and mission assurance. So what does that mean? That makes me the subject matter expert. And so there are some hands-on experiences that I get to work with, but I'm also involved in the projects, whether it be Artemis, whether it be Gateway, Halo, and many other ones. So that's kind of where my background, all that comes in, and I can work with those programs. So that's kind of where, I guess, like I said, we're kind of good. That puts me here now in my full-time job. But as you said, right, I teach at Lone Star, which started back when I was in oil and gas and continues today. And I think, what's funny for me is that it's really become a passion for me is to teach. And you ask anybody growing up in this business, that's the last thing I wanted to do is level three. I'd rather farm it out, let somebody else train. I wasn't going to do it. But, as it turns out, I really enjoy it. And it's really served me well to this day. And, it's just been good.
And I think that's the exciting thing about being an NDT and NDE is that you often don't have your entire career mapped out in front of you. You do the work and you ask questions, and you learn, and then you move to another position and you learn a whole new set of skills that you didn't think that you needed. You certainly didn't need your last job, and then that helps you with the next step because you're learning this whole new skill set. And I think one of the things that you pointed out was the communication, being able to communicate between the engineers and the technicians and management and get everybody speaking the same language so that everybody understands the importance of NDT to the process and why that has to be done and why it's not a cost to people, it's actually a savings to people. And I think that communication, particularly nowadays, I feel like gets a little bit lost because of how often people are switching jobs, and sometimes a lot of the services are outsourced, and maybe there's nobody internal to really have that communication piece to tie everybody together. So that was really encouraging to hear where your career went and sort of what you learned along the way. I think that's great for our listeners.
No, I agree with everything you said there, Mary Beth, and I've been fortunate to have some really good leadership that's really supported what I've done. And even where they didn't understand it, they leaned on me for it, right? And they trusted me with some things. And especially with manufacturing and oil and gas, I had to wear the two hats. I had to wear the engineering hat and the quality assurance hat. I had to build a trust with the inspectors to know that, hey, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do what's right by you. But sometimes engineering is going to have to play a little part in this. You're going to have to trust me, and together, we'll make it work. So that's, that means a lot to me too, because I think that's one of the things I've learned in my career is how much the level twos, how much I really gravitate towards that group more than anyone else. So I think that's really where what's kind of come from all this, right? It's kind of helped me to do the things I'm doing now, and not just teaching, but in the other promotion and education that I'm putting out there.
Absolutely. And I think that ties in really nicely with what we're about to talk about in terms of the comics, because being an NDT, being a level two, it's not, it's often a thankless job. And
Absolutely.
you really have to have integrity, and you have to stand up for what you know is right. And having that trust with your management is super important. So Eddie, I have my social media campaigns that I've done for years, YINDT, and then I was helpful in this sort of NDT tough that's going around now from the NDTMA and Comet X-ray. Paul Holloway, he has his YouTube videos, which are amazing and
Yes.
super helpful to the industry. And you have your comic. So can you tell us what inspired you to start making the NDT comics?
Sure can. Yeah, I think kind of what I alluded to earlier was the level two community and working with the level twos. I think working at NASA, there weren't really any level twos to speak of. It was just me and a buddy of mine working for doing most of the work. So I didn't really have any experience with anyone else. So joining oil and gas, I realized, man, there's tons of great talented people here. I mean, all around me. So I think that kind of really changed my perspective a little bit. And so that, that kind of helped me. And it's funny because I didn't realize that that was the impact that drove me to where I'm at now until recently, right? Even prepping for some of the other talks or conversations I've had, but, oh, that's the aha moment, right? I thought it was something else, but that was really it. So yeah, so then, there's the other part is that as I've gotten older, right, I've learned to lean a little bit more on my faith and trust that things are going to happen for a reason. As long as you're doing the right thing and keep pressing and leaving yourself open, you can gain some great, things. So that's kind of the philosophical reasons, right? And some of the background. But the thing is, right, is I like to tell people I decided to accept my two nerdisms in life. The first being comic books, right? As a kid, loved comic books, followed Daredevil, Wolverine, Hulk. And who didn't want to have those powers, right? Super strength, Superman, visibility, all these things, right? So I think that was kind of my childhood dream, is to do those things. And so then I get into NDT later on. And like I told you, I really didn't know what it was at first, kind of did it for a job, but the second half of my career is like, man, this is really great. You know what? I realized I'm a nerd in NDT also, because I have the ability to see through steel. I have the ability to push sound through a part, eddy currents, mag, I can control things. It's like, well, geez, I'm just going to lean into this fact and be this NDT nerd, NDT hero. And that's kind of where it started for me, I guess, is just doing those two things. And I'd always drawn. At least for most of my life, and it was more of just a stress reliever, also an effort, quite honestly, to balance right between my analytical side and my creative side. So it was a little bit of those things, right? And so that's what kind of kept me going with the drawing part of it. I would say also that quite honestly, the only reason I started drawing at all was just for my sheer competition. My little brother was an artist, and I said I can do that. So
That's
that's
good. A
what I did.
little healthy sibling rivalry.
Yeah. So that's kind of what got me started on the drawing. And then, like I said, it's always served me well to just relax things out, And it's funny because I end up drawing, when I'm studying, right? And not characters, but you know, drawing things out, right? What does a mag field look like? What does this part look like when I put sound in it, right? And or just anything, right? It's gonna help me, anything I can do to help me learn it or just make it stick in my head is what I'll do. So that's kind of what's kind of got me all encompassed and what's got me started, and I guess keeps me going with it.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I think a lot of people in NDT are very visual learners too. So that's a really interesting point that you bring up. So can you tell us a little more about ndthero.com? I know that's where a lot of your stories and comics and drawings they sit.
Yes. And that started, that's what it was originally, right? It's just a place to archive some images and try to create some little stories and things like that. And it's funny because, you know, as I was preparing for this, I realized too is that it's really where I established my brand, if you will. And that really came from a conversation I had with Paul Holloway, right? We're chatting one day. We'd met for the first time in person. And he used that term. He goes, "It's your brand, Eddie." He goes, "You're the NDT here. That's your brand." And I enjoy the fact that you're just throwing it out there. So that's, you know, and I guess that's ultimately what the website is. It gives me a place to put things, a place to share the content, share some stories, and brand myself, right? And put that name out there, and people can go to look at it. And it's a place, it's a home base, if you will. I've tried to change it up a little bit here and there. I've had, you know, I think right now I've got some merchandise on there, which is, it's not, there's a, the program allows you to sell it, but it's not really, I think I'm going to have to take it down. It's not really as effective, but at the end of the day, it still helps to share like some of these stories that I create. And what I like to tell people is I like to do this from an educational and a fictional. I'll do a little bit of both. You know, I hope it's pretty clear which ones are fictional and which ones aren't. And I've probably done more of them, just more towards the educational side, quite honestly. And I enjoy that too, right? Because it may, you know, that's one of the things about NDT, NDE, is you're always learning, right? You never stop learning. There's always something new out there, and this kind of ties back into the teaching too, right? Because you're teaching, you have to learn it better so you can actually communicate it better. Well, as I write these things, I'm learning some basics that I may have forgotten, right? Because as a level three, you do these things, you just forget that, you know, that even exists, that Ohm's law was a thing, or that the flux fields, you know, are oriented this way. So anyway, so that's kind of where it to me, it kind of helps keeps me educating myself by doing them. And that's kind of, like I said, that's what NDT is about, is to get that thing started for me.
Well, and that's great, but can you tell us about what you hope to accomplish with these?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I've kind of come up with the phrase, and maybe it's not really unique to myself, but I hope to promote, inspire, and educate people through this program, through this effort, right? And I say I'm serving pie, right? Because that's what it is. Promote, inspire, and educate. So that's what I want to would do. And I think it, you know, if it turns out to be a way to influence, you know, except the non educated when it comes to the NDT, right? And that's what I mean by non-educated, those who don't know anything about it. And that's kind of the, I guess, what I hope to accomplish is to bring that to the forefront and bring fun facts and fun ways of putting this out there. And that's what I ultimately want to accomplish is just keep pushing it out there and keep promoting it. And I think there's, you know, it's a good cause. And I think it, like you said, it's, we're unsung always, right? Unsung heroes. We just get, you know, overlooked, and it, quality assurance in general is that way, right? And that's where NDT typically falls, is in quality assurance. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah, and I love that pie, serving pie. That was great. I'll probably steal that at some point. And but I know, like, when I go to talk to students, you know, even, you know, elementary school, middle school, even high school students, I put it in terms of superheroes, right? Because especially now, I think when we were young, you know, superheroes and comic books were a little on the nerdy side. And nowadays, with Marvel and DC making movies all the time, it's not as much. So it's a little more acceptable to talk about it in this superhero fashion, right? That you can, you know, use X-rays to see through objects, and I think people get it a little more. So I know I use the Heroes theme whenever I talk to students, because especially with the younger generation, the millennials and Generation Z, they all talk about how when they go into a career, they want to be able to make a difference. And I think that tying this together with NDET, NDE, it helps, ultimately, it helps attract younger people to what we're doing. And being able to show them, look, you can have a PhD or a master's or a bachelor's or an associate, or just come out of high school and contribute greatly to this industry as a hero. So I really applaud what you're doing here.
Well, you're about a great. This is a great time to tell people to be a hero, a comic book nerd, right? Like you said, the movies are great. It feeds into this whole world, right? So for me personally, I'm going, man, this is a great time. But you know, and it's funny too, is my wife, she gets it now, right? I mean, for years, people ask her, "What does your husband do?" And even to this day, she still may do a little bit of it, but she understands it. She knows what magnetic particle testing is. She knows what ultrasonic testing is. She knows a lot of those things. And it's funny because it ends up, and I said, I asked her, I said, well, how is it you couldn't tell anybody what I do, but you could, you could understand these things? Because, well, you won't shut up about it. You keep talking about it.
I think my family feels the same way.
So that's what I, and that's fine, and I think it's great, and I think my kids better understand it too, because I'll bring equipment home and play with it and do some stuff and show them some things, but yeah, I think it's kind of funny, which I think there's some other content maybe I didn't share it earlier, right? And maybe we'll talk about it later. I don't know, but and maybe that the content I'm speaking of that she really understands is the QA quips, right? I think that's kind of what maybe some of the things that have been in your and they need NDT now. Is a little
Yes.
dad jokes, if I would, if you will, and maybe I shared this with you before, but my wife is the one who comes up with some of these things. I mean, I'm sitting there just writing these little dad jokes down at night on a piece of paper, and she comes up, well, what about this? Oh, that's gold, So I mark it down, and I make sure to write a comic strip about that. So I think I counted them up the other day. I had like 48
Oh,
QA
wow.
quips already written, ready to go. So I'm just parsing them out, figure out where I'm going to put them. But yeah, I keep that. That's the other part of the NDT hero part, which is, another aspect of it's on my site too, right? When you talk about that.
Yeah, that's great. And my family gets tired of my dad jokes as well. So I really appreciate them, and I like that I can share them on NDT now so that I don't have to bother my family with them. So lastly, can you tell us a little bit about one of your characters, Mr. E? I might say he looks a little bit familiar.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. That's Mr. Eclectic, right? And that's what is eclectic, but it's a little bit of everything. And that's kind of what I am. But what's funny is it's actually inspired from a picture that my wife had a local artist commission of me, right? So he had drawn my likeness as a comic book person and not related to NDT, just a comic book person. So she gave, shared some pictures with him and all this. Anyway, but in this art, it's Wolverine on one side, Daredevil and Hulk. So I'm amongst all these heroes. So I had cropped it out. Anyway, so what I did, I'm gonna try it myself. So I drew my own likeness, and that's what you see there in Mr. Eclectic, was my own likeness. But yeah, that's kind of where it started for me, was that story. That's where the art comes from. That's where the story for that character comes in. And that's how that got started.
That's great. And you recently had a contest, right? Where you had people comment on LinkedIn. Am I getting this correct? And then one of the people then, or no, that we went to your website, right? Filled in a form. And then so who won that?
Jonathan Eddington. He's from Canada. He was the
Nice.
winner. He was the Dark Knight, or yeah, it wasn't Dark Knight. Night Ranger. I'm sorry, Night Ranger. But yes, and you know, that was, it's one of those things, Mary Beth, where that was a lot of fun and a lot of pressure because, you know, you, as I think as you yourself, you filled out the information, right? There's like four questions. Well, then the next step to that was, well, Jonathan has sent me some more information, some more says, what is his favorite colors, his favorite characters, his favorite bunch of different things. And so I had to kind of take that and build an origin story and build an illustration of him, similar likeness, as close as I can get. And it's a lot of pressure, but I've kind of realized that, you know, that's kind of this myth of they doing, you know, they say you, if you do what you love, you'll never, you'll end up hating it, right? If you try to do it as a business, I should say, or as it could be, you won't enjoy it. But I kind of found the other way around. It's the pressure of doing those things is actually exciting for me. And having to do it under that structure, it was pretty cool, right? So I had hoped to do another one and then to do this competition like this. I haven't done it yet, and I may still. But yeah, that's kind of where that's come from for me is doing that competition
Yeah, that's
and
very
but
cool.
yeah.
So before we go, is there a way that people can support what you are doing?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that question because there's lots of ways, some of which are pretty cheap and free, right? Just if you like what I do, thumbs up, follow me on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and I get lots of followers daily on LinkedIn from this stuff. And then share it, right? And I get more people just to share the information out there is really helpful to me because at the end of the day, it's all I want to do is get the story out there. And the more people that see it, and I run into like an old band dad. He sees me at the store. And he goes, "Hey, Eddie, I don't know what all this stuff is, but he keeps coming up on LinkedIn. I just keep liking it, man. It's pretty cool." Because I think if I learned a little bit more about it as it's going on, well, there you go. See, and he's in finance, so it works for him. But so there's one part of it. The other part is I do have sponsors on my webpage. If anybody's interested in sponsoring the page, I'd like to include their business on here. I would love to be able to do that. And then the other thing I'm trying to do, and this, you know, you mentioned NDT Tough, right? I guess you said you were part of that, getting that started. And you know, it's funny, as I looked at that and I went, hashtag unsung heroes.
Yes.
Anyway, so, but it's funny because I wanted to do something like that myself, just hadn't done it, right? I don't really, I'm doing this on the fly, just promoting it out there. But I would like to be able to get some things like that going. Some pins, some stickers I can hand out and maybe have a contest, right? And do this. And that's what my daughter had told me too, is when I did that first contest, she says, "Dad, that's, you did it the wrong way. So you're supposed to do it just like click and like and share. Don't give this all these questions. People don't fill them out." So that's what I'll try to do next time. And that's where I'm looking for anybody who's willing to or interested in sponsoring that with me, who would like to, you know, pitch, help me out with that and help me purchase these. I'll be glad to do it in conjunction with someone else, in collaboration with another company to help purchase the pins I need and share the NDT hero story. So, and then of course, there's always the art commissions, right? Aside from the competition, I had a friend of ours who actually paid me to create his likeness as a hero. So I'll be glad to do that for anybody, not, you know, and then of course, anybody wants to use it for advertising. They want to incorporate the hero art as an advertisement, then that'll be appreciated as well. And I've done a little bit of that here and there for, I think Circle Safe was one of my customers I did some work for early on, and they may come back and do some more with me. I met with them over at the conference, so I'm
Nice.
hoping to get some more work out of those guys. So there's a little bit of financial interest to be able to do some of the things with it and help promote it. But yeah, no, that's kind of in a nutshell what we can do to help the heroes out.
Well, that's really great. And I really am so happy with what you're doing. And you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast is that, you know, I think we have very similar visions for what can be in the future in terms of bringing NDT and NDE to more people and really getting recognition for people in the industry, all the good things that they do, that they help keep people safe and really driving home that message, because I think sometimes it gets lost in the day-to-day, and people see NDE or, you know, quality assurance as sort of this necessary evil rather than something that is so vitally important to the safety of the public and the workers and everybody. So I really
No,
applaud what you're doing.
well, thank you, and I agree. And it's good that, it's good to have a team like that, right? Like yourself, and there's others out there that have the same interest and same passion. So we find each other, and we get things going. One thing I'd like to share with you, maybe it wasn't part of the script, but I had discovered some students here in Houston that are going to graduate this year with their all the certificate hours, right? The high
Nice.
school here has done that. So, what's it? It got me going though, Mary Beth. When I heard about this, we're at the Houston section meeting. Students were introduced when I found out about these students, and oddly enough, they're affiliated with Lone Star College, right? Lone Star College put out the program and started teaching the students initially. Well, they've since hired their own teacher to do it full time for them, but the curriculum and all that's through Lone Star, and that, like I said, that joint effort. Well, anyway, since that January when we had this conversation with the students, I followed up with the guy who helped get it started. I'm hoping to have it this little interview published through ASNT, a little interview I did with the gentleman who helped get this thing started, kind of reignite the story that these students are going through. The call they had that night was, "Hey, we need some people. We'd like to take the students out to some vendors, some manufacturers, some companies to introduce them to NDT. In the real world, what does it look like to do this work?" So I jumped in there and said, "Okay, let's get this going." So now I've got like two or three companies, manufacturers and service companies. I think Element is one of them, right? As a service company, Element Materials Technology is going to host a tour of the stu for the students. HMH, which was formerly Baker Hughes, is going to host a tour for them as a manufacturing company. FMC is still looking. I think we'll do that. So it's really been exciting, right? As I've gotten three, four of these tours set up with the class. And so I'm excited to share that and try to, again, help these young kids go out there and get these things done. There's the collaborates.
That's really, really great. I think that's fantastic. And I think it would be really good to really look at their curriculum and their program. It's in the high school, you said, yes?
Yes,
And be able to take that model and work with maybe some of the high school counselors or some of the other professional societies that are in that space and take that model and give it to them as, hey, take a look at this. See if you can implement it in your state, in your high school. I
your
think that'd
area,
be
right?
really
Because
great.
no, I agree. And that's what's funny is that I'm assuming they have them everywhere else too, but they're career technology schools, right? These high schools, that's all they are. They don't have any sports in them at all. It's welding, it's anything, right? HVAC systems, it's a plethora of skilled trades. And I think that's what's exciting for me too, is to try to that they're doing it. And maybe like you're saying, take it, model it somewhere else, other areas in Houston, right? There's plenty of areas in Houston that we can push this out there and not just leave it isolated to North Houston. So no, that's kind of really exciting for me to get this thing going with these kids and get them excited. What's funny too, Mary Beth, is that I missed the February meeting because I was in Vegas, and I was told that the students, they showed up on their own in February.
Oh,
Didn't
wow.
go with the didn't go with the school, didn't go with the teacher. While they were there, they reached out to one of the vendors and scheduled a tour of their own. I'm like,
Oh, that's
man.
fantastic.
I mean, this is awesome, right? These are a group of 28 students that are just, they must be fired up for this stuff. And that even like, even more reason why I have to help them out, because if they're going to do that on their own, man, I got to help them out. I got to do whatever I can. And
Yeah.
there's a welding competition going on in Houston. The gentleman, Alex DeHart, I think is his last name. He's kind of affiliated with this stuff, and he and I have already talked about it. We're going to try to get the students up there to kind of help them, maybe have them do some inspections on the welds and get some hands-on experience, doing some of this stuff. So it's really going to be, I don't know, I'm beyond excited to see where this goes. And I've shared that with the Advocate Committee at ASNT as well. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
that's really great. And please keep us informed at NDT Now. We would love to publish and help
Okay.
promote however we can, for sure. Because those are definitely the kind of students that we want in NDT, right? The go-getters, the ones who are really excited about it. Well, thank you again for joining us today, Eddie. I really appreciate it. And I think we're all looking forward to your next comic and your next character.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to sharing with you guys, and thank you for the opportunity, Mary Beth. I really appreciate it.
And thank you all for listening. Remember to listen to Level Up and all of our podcasts brought to you by Edify Technologies.